Proclamation number 0354 of 30th of March, 1938. Faith. And whoever remains in faith will always walk strengthened through life, because the Lord never lets those who believe in Him become wavering. The harbinger of all bliss is faith. And therefore everyone who willingly accepts it will prepare himself in all earnestness for eternity. The other regulated living without faith corresponds only to machine-like activity without any further value. Then man is only a living being, filling the earth's surface without any further use for itself. They can still serve other earthly children as a deterring example, but for themselves, however, no result remains, which could be of eternal advantage for them. So the Lord puts Himself also here into the remedy, where deep lack of faith makes man unfit to care for his salvation. He wants to stand by him and forces him through circumstances, earthly need, illness and suffering of all kinds, to think about his own inadequacy. If man succeeds in freeing himself from his rigid view, if he feels that he is subordinated to a higher being and cannot achieve anything without it, then he is saved for eternity. Even if his state does not reach the degree of perfection, the further training of his soul in the hereafter with the knowledge which he gained on earth will be much easier for him than when he enters the hereafter in complete blindness and obduracy. The wrestling and fighting of such a soul is so arduous beyond all measure that it, would he know about it, would make every effort to penetrate into earth life, into the miracle of faith with all its blessings. You find the connection to God only through faith. Accept what you feel in your heart as truth, even if you cannot actually prove it. That is faith. And in this faith give yourselves unconditionally to the Father of creation. What you are everything only through Him who begat you, created you. You must acknowledge this, because who else gave you life? If the wise teach you differently, then the purpose of life will be missed, because only through faith in the eternal God, in Jesus Christ, who came into the world for your redemption, you can reach the true life, i.e., to grasp all spiritual in and around you, because what you otherwise pursue on earth, be it what it is, without this faith, it is only vain work of creation, which is transitory and earns you only worldly benefits, but which is invalid at your parting from this world. And whatever you accomplish, remember that the next day your life can already be over. Who has it in his power to prolong life one day, one hour, when the Lord calls him? Imagine this urgently, and then it will seem more advisable to you to seek the connection with the Eternal Father than the connection with the world. For with the certainty of being a child of this Father, you walk through the valley of the earth much more easily and joyfully than without faith. For so you are forsaken and only hang on to treasures of this earth, which only cover your spiritual emptiness. But faith opens up heavenly joys and radiant treasures for eternity. Amen.